Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the holy name of God. Thank God for another new day that he's added into our lives. There is none like him. We thank God for new mercies. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory to God for his loving kindness. And every opportunity he gives us to call on his name, Lord, help us to take advantage of. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us, we ought to shout glory, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We greet you in the name of Jesus, and we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Hallelujah. Tonight, as we prepare ourselves to hear the word of God through the vessel of the anointed vessel of Jesus Christ, our own mother, Evangelist Alexander. But we thank God, praise God, for this opportunity now that we can come in his presence and come, glory to God, to glorify his name. I had a sort of like a 911 call that was took priority and a little delayed to come in. But thank God we were not going to lose this opportunity to come in to hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, praise God, we're going to pray as we prepare ourselves to bring on the woman of God to hear what thus said the Lord. Father, as we come in your presence today, we come glorifying, magnifying you because we know all the answers of whatever we need is found in you. So help us, glory to God, to stand fast, hold fast, and stand on the promises of the Lord, giving glory and honor to you, thanking you, glory to God, for blessing us to be able to wake up each morning to have activity our limbs for sound mind, an opportunity to come together in prayer, glory to God, to praise and magnify your name, to hear the word, glory to God, to be an intercessor for, glory to God, your people all around the globe and for those that don't know you in the pardon of your sins. God, can cleanse our hearts and renew a right spirit in us in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you. We pray, glory to God, for all those that are sick and those that are having different difficulties and different situations and circumstances. God, you're the answer for every situation. Help us to look to the hills which come with our help, realize it comes from you, and help them to be able to receive. And those that don't know you in the Father, that says, open their ears and eyes so they can come to know the truth, that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. And you said in your word, glory to God, that you have a plan for us, and that declares the Lord, and that plan is for good and not for evil, to give us the expected end, to bless the prosperous, and to give us a future. So, God, we praise you right now that you will be, glory to God, help us right now in the name of Jesus to stay focused all through this trying and testing time. Thank you for this woman of God and all those preachers and ministers around the globe that are teaching and preaching the word and those that are warriors standing in the gap in prayer. And I thank you for this warrior, God, that stands, glory to God, without a shadow of a doubt, speaking truth and walking in truth and is an example and a light. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for Mother Alexander tonight as you continue to bless and touch her. We thank you that the word is already anointed, so anoint your vessel. We come against any distractions, anything that the enemy will try to come on the glory of the systems and any situations that will come, the interfere on the phones as well as the computers. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke, bind, and loose. But we loose, glory to God, the hand of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God that the word of God will come in a dynamic way that we will have. Glory that your word will come forth with power and authority. So we're asking you, Lord God, to bless Mother Alexander now as, glory, as she prepares to bring us, thus saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus, breaking the bread of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. We thank you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. We bind up any transference, Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you already, God, for all that you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, in Jesus' name. We get ready, glory to God, to bless the woman of God. See how many on folks before I just say yes, because I want more than just three people to hear what thus said the Lord, that's for sure. So thank God for her mother being on. But before she starts, are we going to, it's just four. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. We'll give glory to God another minute. Hallelujah for, well, I say two. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank the Lord as we get ready for us. Give God glory in it. Oh, we look into the hills of coming to our help, and our help coming from the Lord. And even that situation, God, we pray, God, that you touch right now and move in a miraculous way. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to sing thank you, Jesus. Sing a little bit of that. By that time, we sing a little bit of the thank you, Lord. We're going to go on with the word, however, but I don't want her to just get started. And then we only have just those four, and that means I want them to be able to a little bit more. So if anybody else don't come after the song still yet, they can catch it with us as time goes on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. God, we want to thank you and thank you from the sincerity of our heart because there's so much to be grateful for. God, I thank you for Mother Alexander, those that we're presenting to and others we're introducing to. Glory to God. Thank you for the anointing on her life, the introducer for those that don't even know her at all. But we thank God, hallelujah, for the vessel that God has placed in our midst tonight. Glory, truly a warrior, a prayer warrior, a woman of God that preach and teach the word of truth. And as I said earlier, she stands on it in her life living, is it? And how she stands on the word, and also even for how she talks about the word, and also just even though out of water is a blessing, and even for our healing, we thank God for he is everything that we need is found in him as we trust and believe. And we thank God, glory to God, as we bring her on, glory to God, out of Columbia, South Carolina. Thank God she's faithful to her church, and also glory to God, faithful even on this line. A woman, glory to God, of an integrity as well. We bless God for, glory to God, Mother Alexander. And at this time, I want you to receive her in the name of Jesus for breaking the bread of life on divine connection. Knowing Mother about 30 years now, and God bless, she is faithful. Amen, Mom.
Amen. I'm calling on Jesus. I'm calling on Jesus. I'm calling on Jesus. He'll make a way. I'm calling on Jesus. I'm calling on Jesus. He'll open the door. set me free. I'm calling on Jesus. He's a great deliverer. I'm calling on Jesus. He'll make a way. I'm calling on Jesus, for he is my healer. I'm calling on Jesus. He'll open the door. He's my great redeemer, my Lord and my master. He's the great deliverer. He'll make a way. I'm calling on Jesus. He opened the door for all. I know that he'd make a way for you. My great Redeemer, my Lord and my Master, I'm calling on Jesus to pull me through. I'm calling on Jesus, the only healer. I'm calling on Jesus to bring me through. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give you all the glory, Lord, and I give you all the praise. For you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. You said in the word, Lord, ask. And believe when we ask, we shall receive. So, Lord God, we thank you for today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for waking us up in a sound mind, Lord. For you are the only way for us, Lord. And, Lord, I give you praise and I give you honor. I give honor to the pastor, Lord God. Thank you for giving us the strength to keep on going on in the name of Jesus. My topic mostly is don't let nothing separate you from God's love. Hallelujah, Jesus. No matter what's going on in this world today, don't let nothing let you slack off the love of God, baby. Nothing. And I'm supposed to be speaking on three things: mercy, grace, and love. Three powerful words that I'm telling you, we stand on it because we know that these words is only God gave us the power to stand on there. Because his word said, his mercy is everlasting. We know that God's word stands. And the first one we're going to talk about is his mercy. Divine blessing, baby. No matter what goes on, you might find out that, oh, I've been through too much. I don't think I'm going to make it. No, no, no. Don't let the enemy fool you, baby. God's mercy. You will make it. For his mercy is everlasting, baby. Compassion for others. No matter what's going on, no matter how they say, or what goes on in this world today. Always, never let mercy fail you. Always remember God's mercy. Started with love mercy because God's mercy is abundant. If you don't give mercy, baby, what you be looking for? Because if you know that God tell us, love one another, I don't care what's going on. We must always make a way that we show love to everyone. God even tell us, love your enemy. So that letting you know you're going to have no way out, baby. All around is love. Love. And keep on going. Because the one that keep you in shelter is God. No matter what's going on with the sister or what's going on out there, you must always remember, always make sure you can help in some way, if you can, because God tells us to love. And that is the main thing, I believe, no matter what it look like, love. Because we must love. So if we don't love, how can we show mercy to someone else? And remember, you get about this mercy, chapter 1 and 3 in 1 Peter. It's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, my dear. Because I'm telling you, standing our own, today what's going on in the world today is so much that the only thing can keep us is the mercy of God. Because his mercy fail not. And we have to remember that we have no excuse when coming on to these things because God gave it to us. It's a gift that he gave us. The word said, they are new every morning. So we know God is faithful. The Bible tells us that great is the faithfulness of God. Regardless what's going on, believe God, stand on God's word. Lamentation 3:22-23. Talk about the faithfulness of God, the mercy of God. We got to stand on God's word no matter what we see going on in this world today. Stand on God's word. It will never fail you and it will never let you down. Stand on his word. Paul describes God as the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort. You know, no matter what's going on, nobody can comfort you as the living God can, baby. Sometimes things is so rough that you, oh boy, I can't make it through. Never let that false spirit deceive you. You can make it through because of the mercy of God. No care how many times you miss the mark, cry out to God. Cry out for mercy. Because God's mercy is new every morning. No matter what goes on in this world, the Lord's mercy is there for us. Check out Luke 1 and verse 50. The Lord requires us to love mercy and walk humble, baby. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We have that. Psalms 23. You know that if God said it, you walk tall. Because who is this spirit following you all the days of your life? God said it, then believe it. Remember the Samaritans. Jesus commanded the Samaritan who showed mercy for a wounded traveler. You find this story because it's a good thing to read it. Find this story in Luke 10:30-37. Promises never fail, baby. His promises stand. And the same way with the mercy. That's why we must show mercy, man. I don't care how situation is, how deep you is in situation, whatever thing you is in. Never think that mercy will not rise up if you show mercy to one another. But because God is the author of all these things. And this mercy is a gift that he gave us. You can't earn these things, baby. God has to give it to you, then you stand faithful on it. Don't let nothing take the word of God from you. And don't let nothing separate you from that love. Because under love is grace and mercy. God's word never changed, baby. It's still the same. If any change is going, we are who turn around, but not God. God promises still stand regardless what's going on in your life. Always remember that God listens to all of us. Don't care where you are or who you are and situation coming against you. Don't throw your hands and give up. Stand. And while you're standing, baby, you're crying. And I used to have a song say, while you is doing whatever you're doing, I'm on my knees. Praying, baby. You talk about me as much as you please, but I'm on my knees. The promises of God don't change, sugar. If any changes is when you let the enemy come in your lifestyle and let you change from what you know that God gave you to hold on to. Now we're going into grace. The second one is grace. Clemency, reprieve, pardon. Oh, thank God for his divine assistance, man. God unmerited favor is divine assistance. That no matter what's going on, calling on the Lord, God will hear your cry. It doesn't matter how hard you see the situation is. Still believe that God's hand is still stretched out, baby. The word of God said, to grant salvation to all. Grace. You didn't earn no salvation, baby. God had to come in, step in. He had to save us. His unmerited favor and his unmerited love. He loved us so much that he stand and take everything that was thrown against him. He lay on that cross. He suffered for us. That's why we should not be ashamed to speak his name and talk about the goodness of God and stand faithful on his word. Regardless what come against us, knowing that God promises, stand faithful. Church, it's good for you to read them and live it, baby. Live it. Titus 2 and 11. Acts 15 and 11, it's talking about the grace of our living God, baby. The grace of our loving God. John 1, 16 through 17. Romans 3 and 24. Because what? What are we justified by? We are justified by grace. And that means because of Jesus Christ. Pay the price for us. We couldn't save ourselves. It takes the love of God, man. The love of our Savior to die on the cross. Suffer for us. The love he had for us. That's why we said, by grace are he saved. We couldn't save ourselves. God had to step in. He had to step in. He loved us so much that he stepped in and gave us salvation. And it's a gift of God. Grace and truth come by only one way, and that is from Jesus Christ. We have to know that regardless where we are, always remember that Jesus Christ is the only way. No matter how things look, stand on God's word. Believe that God going to bring us through the storm. There's so much things going on in this world today, but we should not let that stop us from pulling through the storm, knowing that who is on the other side of the storm? Our great Redeemer. God tell us, love one another. Stand faithful. Don't love one day and then tomorrow is another love. No, love with the love of the living God. Love one another. God said it. Then doesn't make no one take that from you. Do not allow nobody to take the love that God should have brought in your heart. Stand faithful. And when you pray to God, remember, baby, that heart has to be cleansed, truly praying to God. Some people say, well, I pray, and I didn't get anything. I said, because your faith is not working where it's supposed to be, baby. Because if you're praying, you must stand. You must stand. Stand on God's word. If you said, the Lord is my shepherd, then make sure he is your shepherd. That wherever you go, his word will come out of your mouth. His word is going to, you're not going to be ashamed to speak his word. And you're going to stand boldly because God is the God of power. The brothers and sisters in Christ should never be hiding and dodging. No. You're supposed to speak the word and speak it boldly. God didn't tell you that you have to hide his word. Speak the word. Because the word of God is power. It is power. But it's when you stand faithful and speak his word. God said, I'm with you always. Always, no matter where you are, he is there. He is there because he is the one that keeps us. When we lay down to sleep at night, he's the only one that watch over us. He's the one that wake us up in the morning. Because if God was not in you, baby, you would never get up. We thank God for his grace and his mercy in our life. The Bible gives us so many examples, man, that we should stand on God's word. Love is powerful. Some of us seem to forget that God wants us to love one another. I don't care what's going on the outside. If I can help you, I'm going to help you. Because God said it. It's a command to love one another. It's not something just throw away and run around. No, baby, you got to love the sister. Yes, sometimes it is terribly way to go on, but you can't let that take the love from one, take the love from you. No, you got to still love them. Love them and keep it going. God promised us that he'll never leave us. So regardless who want to turn away from you, you just love them and let it go. Because God sees everything. The Bible tells you that nothing is hidden from the Lord. The word of God stand, and we must learn to stand. If we says the water is cold, let the water be cold then. Don't say the water is cold and the water is hot. Not the way a loving sister is supposed to act, man. We must always remember God's word comes first, regardless who come in your life or go to your life. And one thing we must always remember, what happened yesterday is gone. Look forward to today. Don't worry about what's going to happen and how I can't get this and how I'm going this and how I'm doing the other. No, baby. Take it to God. And when you finish talking to the Lord, then a new person is supposed to be reborn in you. I put it in my Heavenly Father hand. Everything is in his hand. We have to learn and believe what God said is what we're supposed to stand on. Not what men say, but what God say. And use the faith that is in you to stand faithful on it. Now we are going to talk about the third one is love. Oh, baby. We need a lot of that in this world today. People forget that there is a living God. Some people think that I can do anything and that's it. Well, baby, you got to give account to the living God because he sees everything. He sees everything. That's why I believe that if you say something against a brother or sister and you know in your heart you was wrong, you better cry out to God to forgive. Work toward that sister or brother. Forgive. Because one thing for sure, God sees, God even know it before you even, it's come out of your mouth. God knows. And that is not loving one another, baby. When you're mashing one another's toes, that's not loving one another. That is crushing. But God don't want us to do those things. God wants us to love. And the more you love, you see the prospects. In other words, there's prosperity that come in your way. Because love is the greatest power. Unheard, really. I don't care what's going on. You treat that person with love, let them stay wandering. But you see, when you love people, is good for you because you're doing what is right. Because God tell you, love one another. Love your brother, love your neighbor, love your sister, and love your neighbor just like yourself. I know some people said it's hard. Yeah, it's hard, but you can do it. But you got to know who you are in Christ, man, and have the fear to follow God's word. Stand on God's word. But God wants us to learn to love one another. Love and selfish, concern for others. The first and the great commandment is to love God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. This is a command for us. We must love, baby. And I'm telling you, we can love one another. If we don't give the enemy that place in our life, we can love and keep on moving. God tell us, love your neighbor like yourself. You can find that in Matthew 22, 37 and 39. Because one thing for sure, you can open lots and lots of doors, baby, with love. Lots of open, lots of things can happen when you show love to one another. Glory to God. Charity never faileth. I mean love. But it said in the word of God, we have no excuse, baby, that we cannot operate in love for one another. Charity never faileth. 1 Corinthians and verse 8. You can find that there. You know, Christ's sacrificial love, sacrificial death, the love was the love. Hallelujah. Supreme expression of his love. His sacrificial death was the supreme expression of his love. Now, some of us don't realize the suffering that God went through, that our Lord Jesus Christ went through, baby. It was the price that he had to pay for us. John 15, 12 and 13. Read those. You'll find that the love that God has for us is more than enough, baby. If you love one another, God dwell in us. If we love one another, God dwell in us. And one thing for sure is love is perfect in us. Check 1 John chapter 4, 7 to 12. It is perfect in us. I'm telling you, the more you love, the more you receive the blessing, baby. You don't have to be miserable because God's love is in you. You must work in it. You must remember faith. That is already there. God gave us faith. And he tell us he'll never leave us. He will be with us always. You know, I like to read about the woman that washed Jesus' feet. You know, the love that was in that lady. A lot of us today don't realize. Read these scriptures and these stories in the Bible. Man, these was ladies and men just like us. They was not immortal. They was flesh and blood just like us. Stand on God's word, baby. Regardless what's going on, stand on God's word. Glory to God. His love is perfect in us. We want to talk a little about this lady. It is so wonderful to know the love of God, baby. Because God's love is for all. It's up to us to receive it and receive and stand faithful on it. Believe every word. Stand faithful on his love. Because no matter what happens, nobody can take God's love from you if you don't want to let it out. That's why I said you have the power within, every one of us have the power within us to let nothing, I don't care what's going on in this world, I don't care if the skies is falling, let nothing separate you from his love, baby. Let nothing is too hard that you cannot, oh, I cannot love this and I cannot love that. That's why we're supposed to always remember to assemble ourselves when it comes to the body of Christ. Come to church, assemble. We must remember what God says. Love one another. I don't care what's going on in the world today. Love is more powerful than anything else. Sometimes you see some people is falling down and they just give up, and you just start singing a song with the love of Christ going in the song. The changes come around. Changes overtake. Because the love is coming out. The love is showing. But when you start talking about hatefulness and hate this and hate that, you're messing up your own love, baby, because remember, it's coming out of your mouth. I can't stand her, I hate her, I this. No, that's not what God wants us to be. Mm-mm. He wants us to love. And remember what he says. Love. Love one another because love is of God. Love one another. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Remember this woman. Luke 7:36-50. When I think about this, the woman that was washed Jesus' feet with her tears, baby, can you imagine the hurt and the pain, the situation that was going on in that lady's life? Because according to the word, the Bible says, behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. And look what she did. She stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet. You know, sometimes you feel the hurt of people. You feel the hurt. And it tug on your heart so hard. It brings tears to your eye. Hallelujah, Jesus. This lady stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears. No. With her tears, baby. Kiss his feet. Anoint them with the ointment. And it was a special ointment. Very expensive. You see? She knew the love that she had for him. She knew that the love that she had for him, Jesus, is going to smooth our unhappiness. All our sins, Jesus is going to wash it away. But you see what happened? A lot of time people believe because your background or your sin in life oh, your life is full of sin. You can't do this. You're not worthy of this. Your background, all you was living in the past. But what did God tell this lady? When there was, the Pharisees was talking negative, what did God tell him? This lady, God said, our sin, which are many, are forgiven. For what? What she is? She loves many. She loves much. But to who little is forgiven, the same loveth little. People talking about, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. We cannot act as brotherly in love for one another, to helping one another. No, no, no. If you do this for me, I'm looking for this for you. And if you do that for me, I'm looking for payback. But God didn't tell us to do that. That is the fleshly rise up thought, baby. Because that did not, God did not tell us to act like that. God tell us to love and always ready to help one another. Always ready to help. This lesson is very good because you read it and you're going through trials and tribulation. Situation is hard on you. What this lady did. The only thing I can imagine, this lady was in hurt, bear down. The only thing move her heart is when she see Jesus. And she had that ointment, that box of ointment. Anoint Jesus' feet. Kiss Jesus' feet. Wash Jesus' feet. Can the daughters of God today, unhurt, can they say that they can do that? We should be able to do that. Wash one another's feet. Take care of one another. But you see, you got to have the love of God in you, baby. And remember, because you had a lifestyle that is sin, just sin, messed up, that don't stop God, baby, from turning it around, baby. Turning it around. Because I guarantee this lady, all her sin was gone because God did what? He forgave her. Pharisees was talking against her, which right, we have people today do the same thing of some of the children of God. Some people today don't care what you do. They find some type of negative to talk about you. But what did God say to that Pharisees? Our sin is, which was many, and for she, our love, he forgive her. He forgive her. We have to remember that. Don't criticize other people. Think about the love. And then let the love wash that person in. Much we talk about where we cannot do this and we cannot do that for one another. But what did God say? God says, if we love one another, if we love one another, it's not impossible to do something for a sister or a brother. The problem is that some of us think that we are too up there in the sky to help the one that is down below. But God didn't want us to be like that. And he gave us so many examples in the Bible that we are able to stand and show love to one another. Show love to one another. The woman entered into the house. Though gave it to me, he called God, tell him. He's talking about, he's a Samaritan, big time Samaritan. A Pharisee, not a Samaritan, he's a Pharisee. And he was talking against the lady. Oh, she think he was much bigger than her. Sometimes you have people today that do the same thing. But what did God say? Our sin was so much. But guess what? Our love was more than the sin, baby, because she had great love in her. And today we must learn that no matter what goes on in our life, never turn our nose up on nobody. Know that God gave us love and he treats us all the same. We have to remember that no matter what goes on in life, remember what God said. Love one another. Love one another. And never try to think that you're better than the other. God promises stand forever, baby. Regardless where we go or what we say, we cannot hide from the love of God. And we cannot hide from the brothers and sisters talking against them. God see it all. You might hide not to tell them, but God see your heart even before you open your mouth. You see how you feel against one another, even before you open your mouth. We got to learn that regardless what's going on in life, don't let nothing take that agape love from you, baby. Don't let nothing. And God said in his word, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. So that means regardless what goes on in your life, always remember that God is with you. Sickness, disease, whatever, God is with you. The same situation with the woman with the issue of blood. She knew. She went in there and what she did, all that situation going on, all that, and I can imagine it was hurt and pain and all that stuff. But that lady make up her mind. It's the same way some of us have to make up our mind. I'm going to sit, I'm going to pray, I'm going to sing, I'm going to shout, and I'm going to cry out because God will answer. It's not that he won't answer you. He will answer you because his promise said, all of them, he will answer. And they gave us so many different things in the word of God, that we can take that and know if it's done for that lady, if she was crying and she suffered so much, and God feel the touch that she touches the garment, he feel it. And immediately, all those that are here is that the lady been suffering. All that time been washed away. Why? Because God make it possible. All that many years that poor lady was suffering. It's the same way today. The enemy come to destroy and to bring hurt and pain. I always believe that sickness and disease is from the enemy, man. And we just got to make our mind to stand. Stand on God's word. The word says, fight the good fight of faith. Faith, we better stand. Stand on faith. Call him as he said. Call his name. Call him. Cast everything on God. Because without God, baby, I don't care what goes on in this world. Nothing can give you the peace. As I said before, he is the only comforter. Because regardless what's going on, God is the only one know the inner part of each and every one of us heart. Only God to know. And we must try our best to live for God and love one another. Regardless how things going, love God and love one another. because he's never going to leave us. He said in his word, I never leave you nor forsake you. So, baby, we got to stand on God's word. No matter what's going on in our life, put God first, man. Always put God first, because one thing for sure, baby, the word of God never fails you. The word of God never fails. Just like what did he tell us? His grace. His grace. And his grace will keep us just like he said it in the word. If God tell you you are called to carry his word out there, doesn't matter who stand before you. No matter how great they are and how big they talk, who call you to take his word out there? Call you. And remember this, he will tell you, his grace is sufficient for thee. For what? His strength. So don't care how big they are. His strength is made perfect in weakness. When you think, oh, yeah, I'm going down, I can't do this. Oh, you can. Just believe God. Believe God. Believe God, baby. It doesn't matter what nobody say. Believe God can do it for you. He can do it, but it's your faith and you believe and stand. Stand. Because we have an enemy that will do everything he can to try to break you down. But you don't give him the place. Stand on God's word. Stand on God's word. And this is the end of what I had to say today. Thank God for his word. And thank God for strengthening the pastor of the prayer line, that she continue to stand. Bind up anything that try to come against the body. Because we know God is a healer and a deliverer. We know he said in his word, ask and believe. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. So you know he can heal us. He can heal me, he can heal you, he can heal anyone that goes forth, but stand faithful. Stand. He take that poor lady all those years. But he, stand, baby. Stand on the promises. Stand on the promises. Because God's promise is not going to fail us. It never fails us. Regardless how things look like. And remember, we must always remember this. We have the power and the authority that God gave us to pray for the brother or the sister to stand and to get the desire of the heart fulfilled by standing and praying out to God, crying out to God. We got to make sure our heart is clean for that, clear to fight the battle for another. I thank God for tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. This is all for tonight. Amen.
Powerful word of God. Hallelujah. And even that put just encouraged us to stand in our authority and that word, and make sure you got a clean heart in order to be able to have those blessings to flow. But it was so much. But in the meantime, there may be some people that need prayer before we go into the accolades of giving remarks. But Mother, that was a powerful word on mercy, love, and grace, and don't let nothing separate us from the love of God. This is something we need to pursue after every day, because the enemy is busy and he's doing everything he can to sidetrack, to steal the word and the life out of us if we allow him. But it's up to us to hold on,
yes,
to stand firm.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, that's a powerful word tonight. We thank God for you. In the meantime, if any prayer requests, I'm open for all the lines now so that way we can get these prayers in, and then that way you can give remarks on the word of God, the power of that anointing tonight. Amen. All the lines are open. If anyone desires prayer, we're going to take those requests now.
Yeah, good evening. This is Brother Black. My prayer request is somebody touch and agree with me that God Send the right lawyer to me that'll help me out.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, Mother.
We touching in agreement, Lord, with our brother Black. Lord, you said ask and believe when you ask, you receive. Lord, we touching in agreement that what is heart desire, Lord God, and he want the right lawyer to come to help him out of the situation, whatever is going on, which we know that you know all about it, Heavenly Father. Lord, we claim victory for him in this situation. We bind the works of the enemy that try to hold it up. We bind it up and we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know that your word tells us, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. And, Lord, you see Brother Black. You know all about him, Heavenly Father. So we just thanking you, Lord God, for the favor that you've given him in this situation. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're in agreement.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, then. We're going to take our remarks. If nobody's going to take your have any requests, we're waiting for you if you desire to have some. Let me make sure everybody's line open. Yep, it is. Okay, then, since no one else have a prayer request, I also, the ones that didn't know about it, Sister Laura's in the hospital. Was it? She came out yesterday. I'm not sure if she's still on the line, but anyway, she was always her mother. And she was in the hospital. Okay, then. You didn't want to mention it.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, thank God that you're out, but you can go ahead and tell your report.
I was in very bad pain yesterday. And I went thinking that I had a UTI, which I know I did because I saw the doctor on Thursday, and he told me that I had a UTI, and he put me on Cipro. But yesterday, I took the Tylenol for the pain, and the Tylenol did not work. So I called him, and he was like, well, go to the emergency room. So when I went, they did a CT scan and ultrasound, and I have two cysts on my ovaries, and that's where all the pain is coming from. And I want to thank y'all for praying for me yesterday.
Thank you, Lord. I was able to get in with a couple of them, not all of them. Thank God for those prayers. Yeah, go ahead. Mother, you want to go ahead and take that prayer request now for the pray for her?
Okay, well, we thank the Lord for, is that Sister Laura?
Yeah.
We thank the Lord for Sister Laura going in there. God is a God that answers prayer, baby. And no matter what the enemy try to do, God already turned it around for you. And we thank God for his mercy and his grace. And we ask you to stand strong on your prayer and on your faith, Laura. Doesn't matter what it look like, baby. It's what you're asking God for. And when you're asking God for something, you got to stand faithful. And we claiming that you're going to be all right in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Lord, heal and dissolve them cysts in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Who else prays the Lord? All righty, praise God. We're going to go ahead and take those remarks and so forth. I just, anyone that had one about this word tonight, of this woman of God bringing such a powerful word, don't let nothing separate you from the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll say something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for Mother Alexander for bringing such a mighty word on love, grace, and mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like what she said. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. And as she was sharing that, praise God, I thought about what Apostle Paul said in the 8th chapter of Romans, and it would give you a whole list of different things that will try to separate you, but she said, you don't let nothing separate you from God's love. And praise God, God is big enough, praise God, not to allow any of these things to interfere with his love for us, but we got to, praise God, realize that stuff going to come to challenge you, to press you, to push you, but you can not doubt for one moment that God loves you. God loves you so much, and none of this stuff, and I thought that was interesting how Paul gave a list, and we know if anybody could talk about that, it was Apostle Paul, because he went through some stuff, and Paul listed some stuff down from the 35th through the 39th verse, and you can look at it for yourself. Talked about tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, and then he even got down to that where he said he was persuaded that not even death nor life, look at here, hallelujah, the love of God, and like she said, it's more powerful. It's very powerful. And then it say love will do what? Cover a multitude of sin. Glory be to God. So if we don't get anything else right, we better learn how to love, because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and we need those sins covered. Glory be to God. So I thank and praise God. God's love, I love that. His mercy, and I'm learning more about the mercy of God. It's not just a word. Praise God. And she said his mercy, that God stand on his word, praise God, and he's faithful to his word, praise God, hallelujah. And she said God is the father of mercy. I believe she said that. I was listening to what she was saying. But and I like how she talked about love being unselfish. Praise God, hallelujah. And then we got to learn not just Matthew 22:30. I think that's 37 through 39, praise God, how to love God. And if you got to let, praise God, if you say you're a servant of God or a child of God, then the love of God ought to live in you, and that love help you to love other people. Praise God, hallelujah. I like when she said love, praise God, when you love God with all your heart, lots of doors will open for you. Because of the power of love, praise God. She said a whole lot of things that was really, really good. Praise God. But
praise
I ain't gonna keep talking. Praise God. Love God and love others, and stand on God's word. Praise God. So I just enjoyed every bit of it. I could have said more, but I done said enough. And I thank and praise God for what I've heard. And God's love is so powerful. And she said God demonstrated his love when he let Jesus give his life. He went through the cross for us. Praise God. That's the greatest expression of the love of God. And I touch and agree with you, Sister Alexander, but you did a marvelous job, and I appreciate the message on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Amen, my dear.
Amen.
Praise God.
Please go ahead.
I think Brother Black was
you.
Next.
I got to eat, y'all, so I don't want to go, but I need to go eat. Just took my sugar. It's about 68, so I really need
to eat.
But I wanted to tell her how much I enjoyed the word and everything that was said tonight. You did a marvelous job. And every time I hear somebody talking about love or speaking on love, I always think of 1 Corinthians 13. Because regardless of what we do, it says if you speak with tongues of angels and have not love, we're just making noise. So in order to love the way Jesus loved us, without judgment, or any other thing, and showing his love and grace and mercy towards us, we have to love in spite of what that person is doing in spite of the action of that person. And that was one thing that you said that I like, regardless of what we see going on around that person, regardless of what that person is doing, we got to come in love. And if we have love, it'll keep us from judgment, because it's hard to love somebody and to judge them at the same time. So I just give God praise for that word that went forth tonight. And we got to remember, if we love, coming with love will be grace and mercy, because it just follows one another. So I thank you tonight for that beautiful and wonderful word. Enjoyed it so much. God bless you and thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Mother Alexander, that was powerful. I'm on that too, love. And when you said no matter who say anything to you, you don't let anybody allow, don't allow anybody to cause you to withdraw yourself from the love of God. You stay in the love of God no matter what somebody say, whatever they do. You make sure you stay in the love of God. And I know I just thank God for that. And one thing I did like as well, when you said the woman of God, she got on her knees and she began to wipe her tears.
Amen.
Wipe her tears from Jesus' feet with her hair. And you said she made up her mind. And you said some of us got to make up our mind in different areas of our life and things that we're doing. But you said she made up her mind and she got freed. She released herself unto the Lord. And I just thank God for that. And I can imagine all of the tears, because when we break free from something, we're so grateful and so thankful. Tears can't stop coming out of our eyes because of the gratefulness, the freedom, the thankfulness. I thank you how you broke it down. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. If no one else can say something, I don't want to thank God again and agree with our words of encouragement that just went forth out of the word. And I keep hearing how you talked about the love, the mercy, the grace, and that nothing separates you, but the umbrella of it all is the love. But in the meantime, when you talked about the grace, how that divine assistance and that unmerited favor, as you say, about calling upon the Lord. And then in the meantime, every time you talked about something, you kept telling us to stand, to stand, to stand. Don't let nothing separate you, no matter what goes on. That's in that loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body, and you get so tied up and tangled up with his love that it'll cause you to love and walk in the mercy and the compassion. Even when the stuff comes to our minds or we get off track a little bit, if we can have such a relationship with the Lord and stand in this word, your quickening of your spirit will bring you back to the rock, and you'll call on the name of the Lord. And 1 John 1:9 says, you confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. So we don't give without just cut out the giving too much place to the enemy, because things and thoughts will come, but we quicken in our spirit to get that thing right away. That'll be wonderful. And besides telling us to stand, you're telling us the faithfulness of God and how we need to get to that place and how powerful love is. And what did you say? What you said, want us to stand on love. And even when you said something about how the Pharisees, along with talking about that, the lady that took her tears and washed globally got God's feet with her hair, how even in the midst of the Pharisees saying things, her mind up, determination, just like the woman go back with the issue of blood, determination, it did not allow her to deviate off the path of what she had wanted to do. But in the midst of all that chatter, how you were still telling us, regardless, even to this day, people going to say whatever, but you still use that word stand. stand, that determination to be have that perseverance. Glory to God, that determination. And a lot of times we talk about that, not having that hesitation. Praise God. So how you, the word that came up about charity never fails. And no matter what, even in that, that's God's love. It never fails. No matter what goes on, thank God for his mercy and his grace and even all of that Jesus already went through on our behalf. And some, a lot of times I try to share with people, we go through various things, but if we can sometimes imagine when we don't even feel like we feel the prayers of the righteous, they are there. But even if the enemy try to trick us, if we could focus back on all that Jesus went through on our behalf, when you can imagine, he was that little pretty boy on the wall, on the picture, with a little blood coming out of his hand, and a little blood coming out of his feet, and whatever, through where the nails were. Oh, he was whipped, unrecognizable, and all the pain and agony he went through before he even hung on that cross on our behalf. Sometimes we need to reflect back to the mercy, the grace, the love, that love that held him up on that tree, up on that cross, or however you want to put it. Glory to God, that was him, his love. And that's why I say sometimes if we can just reflect back, often glory to God, when things get so bad, look like the enemy bombarding us with things, to know of God's love. And then the love he gave us, and then gave the Holy Spirit to help us and to comfort us and guide us through all the things that we go through. So I thank the Lord for you for the word tonight and how you continue to tell us to stand. You always tell us to encourage, and we got to know our God, and we got to know who we are in him and who he is in us for us to continue to stand and love him and stand on what his word is saying. Glory to God. And know, no matter what, God's word will not change. He's faithful to his word, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we got to make sure we don't forsake him, and we don't allow the enemy to take us and cause us to deviate off the path. And like I said, if something does, he teaches us how to run to the rock, call upon his name, cast those cares, and continue to believe what his word says. I pray God's blessings upon you and overshadow you and continue to bless you, use you even greatly more in depth, even in your teaching and preaching. God brings such rich word out of you, and you're spending time with the Lord to word to come through under the anointing to destroy yokes, not break yokes, but destroy yokes. So I pray you continue to be encouraged and blessed, healed, and whole, and continue to be used greatly for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus with longevity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Is there anyone else before we close?
Yes, ma'am. I sure would like to say something to Mother Alexander. We certainly appreciate every word because it was good, like it always is when you teach us about love and how to stand fast and have that bulldog tenacity and don't let go for any account, for any reason. Hold on, because he is faithful and his word is true. And the more you love God, the more you'll love, be able to love your fellow man.
Amen.
And I'm working it, and I'm asking him to teach me how to love him with all of my heart, soul, mind, and body. And we certainly appreciate the words that you have given us tonight is what makes the world go around, and that's love. And if we hold on to it, we will be blessed. And that's what I heard. If we hold on to it, don't let it go. Don't care how the thunder rolls and the lightning flash and the earthquakes and whatever it is, COVID, oh, hallelujah. If you just hold on to his word,
yes,
you'll be blessed. It's a scripture in the Bible. I don't remember where it was, but I know I can look it up. And he said, mercy and grace kissed each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, that, yeah, it just manifests itself, and it just got real big in my spirit and my heart. It's how to love. Because recently I was getting ready to go. I have a little brother. He's our youngest brother. He's 70 years old. And he keeps telling me, I was waiting, you don't call. You, and I do call, and I text him. He don't answer. But he was getting ready to, was trying to fuss at me, and I said, I'm going to fix him. I'm going over there, and I'm going to tell him just what I think and everything. And the Holy Spirit said, no. That it's maybe something he needs that you have and he's looking for. You take another route. Call him. Be sure you get a hold to him and share more the love of God with him. And that's what we're supposed to do. We stand in judgment a lot of times, and I know I'm guilty. Stand in judgment a lot. But God,
amen.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, he gave us
amen.
This opportunity and this grace, that's what it is, to
yes.
be able to love people.
Come on.
And so thank you. I appreciate every word and appreciate your always so faithfulness to this line and to everybody that you meet, that you share the love of God with. God bless you, and I bid you to live long and prosper. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I looked up the what you were saying, Pastor Sims, and it's in Psalms 85:10. I'm not quite
okay.
sure which one is under, but I'm going to read it as it says here. It says, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And then it says, mercy and truth met themselves rightfully, and peace were kissed. Love and faithfulness came together.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Psalms 85.
85:10.
85:10. I got it.
Yeah, this one right here in the New King James Version says, mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth yes. shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. I mean, I'll write both of them down. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know I heard something like that before, but I didn't remember. But I had a feeling it was in songs, if not songs, Proverbs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. At this time, since we don't have any more remarks, we're going to go ahead and have the woman of God give her remarks. Amen. As we speak blessing, strength, and send the virtue back into her body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank God for his word. Thank God for each and every one of you today. We know that God hears everything we say and do. He hears and he sees us. And he know that he gave us this prayer line. And he will keep the head of the prayer line strong. No matter what the
yes.
enemy try to do, God will keep you strong. So this prayer
yes.
line will continue to flow, mommy. And I thank God for every one of you guys. Because we as one, that we love one another, so we come as one. No matter what goes on in this world today, we should never let nothing stop us from loving one another. And I thank God for tonight. Amen.
Amen, Mother.
Amen.
Love you, and I love such wisdom that comes from you. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise Pastor Bird. But you have key. Regulate it back like it needs to be with no problems throughout the night in the name of Jesus. We bless God. Praise God. And we thank God for Pastor Betty. Her 70th celebration turned out to be beautiful. All turned out to be wonderfully. And even somebody, even in the blessing, one of the, with a surprise, one of the ladies that worked real close to her was a surprise and paid off the balance on her car. I'm like, God is awesome.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
So we give God praise. Just stand on God's word. We never know what God's doing behind the scenes. Love,
no,
mercy, and grace. Don't let nothing happen. Because we never know who's watching us. Even in our life living, we might be the only Bible somebody reads. But in the meantime, our life living might cause others because of what we're doing for the kingdom of God or for them or either just seeing the good Samaritan spirit in you. Praise God, can still cause blessings to flow your way as well. To be directed by God, but he can use anyone he desires, whether they save or unsaved. We bless God
yes.
for all his goodness as we continue to walk in righteousness and holiness
amen.
And mercy and grace, and most of all, the love, because that's the umbrella of it all. And under that umbrella, all these other things follow to have the character of Jesus Christ. Walk with men and women of integrity. Oh, it's sure missing in some places in the life of the believers now, but we got to keep praying and that we don't fall short as well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We bless God
yes.
again for the word tonight and his anointing and glory to God as we set up the lineup. We'll be back in touch and we pray and thank God for the Lord to just bless it. Just right now, some things can't say. Just we'll just pray as we continue to pray one for another and the
yes.
various things that are going on in our lives. We trust God that he's already got the answer, already on his way for us, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Remember what he told Daniel. I heard you the first day. The prince of Persia held it up. He had to send out glory to God, Michael, the archangel. So there's some things that we done sent up before the Lord. We know we got to learn to wait on him more and know glory to God. Some things, the answer is on his way. Yes. And there's some things he's doing in us to prepare us so we can receive at that particular time too as well. So the delay is not a denial. So I thank God that he works all things together for the good, for those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. We bless the Lord for you. We speak blessings back to you. Angels be in camp. Have a marvelous and wonderful week. But in the meantime, those that will, we were looking to meet each other again. The Lord say the same tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And we continue to stand on the promises of the Lord that add it rich and make it no sorrow. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have a good and wonderful night. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, everybody. Have a blessed night and a wonderful week in Jesus' name.
Shalom. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Good night. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things, for he has done great things, for he has done great things. Bless his holy name. Shalom.